This August, a solar eclipse will be visible across a huge swath of Wyoming and across the country. To mark the occasion, a new stamp was dedicated by the United States Postal Service at the University of Wyoming Tuesday. People from around the state and around the country came for the dedication, including Denise Delgado, a postmaster at the Glendo Post Office.
I actually wrote to the Stamp Advisory Board requesting that they consider issuing a stamp for the eclipse in 2017. And I did receive a letter from them saying that it was going to be considered.
For the stamp reveal itself, representatives from UW, NASA, and the U.S. Postal Service all attended. Postal Service spokesman David Rupert says it features a picture of an eclipse and uses new heat-sensitive technology.
It's a photo of the darkened image, and then you put your thumb on it, and it transfers to a full image of the moon.
Lika Guhartakerta helped design the stamp and is NASA's lead scientist on the 2017 eclipse. She says it will be the first time in 99 years a total eclipse will cut a path across the country.
And you must make every effort to take yourself to the path of totality, because that is when you get to see the outer atmosphere of the sun called the corona, and you cannot see it in any other way.
She also urges people to use caution and wear protective glasses while observing the eclipse. Total Eclipse of the Sun Forever stamps are now available at post offices nationwide. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.